class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission to have more people sign up as organ, eye, and tissue donors. What drives her? Roxanne received a heart transplant made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day to devote myself to signing up the most people in the United States. That's my goal.
Now she's a powerful force for good. What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition as we inch ever closer to the weekend. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up just over an hour from now. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what he says about the SCOTUS decision as they slap down the Biden administration's vaccine mandates. Oh, I'm so excited about that. That is so cool. I can't wait to see what Barack Zilberberg has to say about it. He is a candidate for governor. He was a part of that... That big great debate in Reno. We'll find out how he did, how he thought he did. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court giving a red light to the Biden administration to keep it from enforcing a requirement that employees at large businesses be vaccinated or undergo weekly testing and wear a mask on the job. However, the court is allowing the administration to proceed with the vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the United States. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is staunchly refusing a request by the House panel investigating the Capitol riot to submit to an interview and turn over records pertaining to the incident. He says he's not hiding anything.
There is nothing that I can provide the January 6th committee for legislation of their moving forward. There is nothing in that realm. It is pure politics of what they're playing.
Also at townhall.com, just one-third of Americans approve of the job that President Biden is doing these days.
The results from the latest Quinnipiac University poll represent a new low for the president. It showed Mr. Biden's approval rating had dipped slightly from November when his approval rating was at 36%. It continued a troubling trend for the president, whose approval rating has steadily declined in each Quinnipiac poll released over the last several months.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Buckingham Palace says Queen Elizabeth has stripped Prince Andrew of all his honorary military titles and royal duties in charities and other civic groups amid growing allegations that he abused a teenage girl. The palace says more than 150 Navy and Army veterans wrote to the Queen asking her to take the action against Andrew. In the meantime, a U.S. judge has refused to dismiss a civil case against Andrew by an American woman. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at WaffleBrothers.com.
It's 2:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced earlier today that the state had ordered more than a 500,000 take-home COVID-19 test kits. Now, that first shipment is expected by the end of January. Sisolak said the current Omicron surge differs from previous issues because the access to vaccines, and urges Nevadans to get vaccinated and boosted. The Omicron variant now accounts for 92% of the cases here in Clark County. The five-day pause in classes in the Clark County School District is not a precursor to the return of distance learning. That's what school district officials say. The pause begins tomorrow and it runs through Tuesday due to extreme staffing shortages within the district. Now, during that time, all classes and student activities are also canceled. The two lost school days will be made up later in the year. Now, Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate shows no signs of slowing down as the county's 14-day rolling rate is now at 33.4%, meaning one out of every three people who get tested for COVID-19 are testing positive.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Moderate flows on Interstate 15 right now. You'll tap the brakes there northbound at Charleston, southbound of Flamingo. Otherwise, not too bad. However, delays continue on the 515 both directions downtown. That's between Main Street and Eastern. Only two lanes available through that construction zone.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it.
Listen up!
The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Joining us now, he is a candidate for governor. He was a part of the great debate this past weekend in Reno. He is Barack Silberberg, and he joins us. Barack, first of all, thanks for joining us. Tell me about the great debate in Reno. How do you think it went for you?
First off, I'd like to thank you for always being on your show. Thank you so very much, Kevin. I love you. I tell you, you should have moderated the whole debate personally. But, the red move was great. We had a very, very effective and a very productive function over in the debate. And like I said to you, I arise and I called out all of the rhinos there.
Each
and every one of them.
By name?
One by one. And you know what? There was a no-show as far as Lombardo. No-show Joe. No-show Joe. So basically, I just want to let you know, I called them all out, which is Michelle Fiore, Dean Heller, and also Mr. Lee. And then furthermore, no-show Joe didn't show up. So it was a great debate. It was the truth. It was actually the truth in the debate. It's the transparency of presenting to the people as to, what the truth is and not corruptness. We're not here for corrupt reasons. I am not. They are. And we're here to bring them all out. That's
so,
what it is.
Okay, so eight of the nine show up. Was there any word as to why Sheriff Joe did not decide to come out and debate?
I have no idea why he didn't come out, but it was his loss, I tell you, because that was his chance to come out and highlight as to what he wants to do and what's his vision. However, as being a sheriff, he hasn't been able to, as far as do his job as a sheriff, so how you want to appoint him into office as governor, I just don't understand. None of those people have the abilities of being a governor, period. And then furthermore, I have another gubernatorial debate on February 8th at 11:30 in the Dragon Ridge Country Club. I advise you all to listen in on that one as well, and I'm going to call out more people. We're gonna bring everybody out to the light and make sure that everybody understands, the logistics and get educated. My whole theory is please educate yourself as to who you're going to vote for and who is the best candidate for the job, being governor of Nevada. This is not a joke.
Okay.
Being governor of Nevada, you're servicing over 3 million people. And you're catering to all people in Nevada. So this is not a stunt move here. This is basically reality. And please remember to vote Barack Silberberg. Barack Silberberg.
Barack Silberberg joining us, a Republican candidate for governor of Nevada. And I've got to ask you, you had eight of the nine candidates there. You are one of them. I'm curious what you found out about the other seven. Any impressions you had of some of these candidates?
Yes. Actually, I was sitting right next to Michelle Fiore, and we had a brief discussion together on the table. you know? And she turned her head to me and said, what is your problem? And I turned my head to her and I said, you're a bad woman. And you're going to start listening to everything I have to say. And furthermore, you know, you have no credibility whatsoever. So, and I told her I am going to win. Under all those circumstances, I'm going to defeat you. And then in my head, I'm saying I'm going to defeat the current governor as well. Everybody's going to come down one by one by one by one. And I'm for the people, by the people, and with the people. These people are all corrupt. And not only they're all corrupt, they're in for their own interests. They haven't done anything for the state of Nevada. And I'm so passionate, and I'm a patriot, you know, of the United States of America and our blessed state of Nevada, that I passionately have to do my duties as a citizen of the United States. I'm not a public servant as of yet, but when the time happens, then I'll use my powers so that it is to your advantage, you all, one by one, so that I work for you, okay? You're not working for me. And with those people, they're working for themselves, just to clarify things.
I want to ask you about your plans for Martin Luther King Day coming up next Monday. You going to be out and about?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to be over at the parade. I believe it's coming up soon on January 17th at 8:30. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 a.m. sharp, folks. And that will be in downtown Las Vegas. And it'll be very nice. I'm going to meet and greet everybody, and I'm going to go ahead and cordially introduce myself to those who don't know me. And, you know, basically I like to see the people know who I am, and my genuinity is what I would like to bring to the table here for the state of Nevada, not only for the black Americans, for all Americans in Nevada, because I love you all. And furthermore, I commemorate Martin Luther King. I believe he is an iconic and a visionary and a person that came out. Unfortunately, he took a bullet for our country. And I would take a bullet for my country as well. You know, he's a black American. I'm a Jewish American. So we love this country, and we will uphold our constitutional rights and our freedom, so-called to the last breath of ours. And I will as well, just as he. And I commemorate him. I love him. I think what he's done, he's made a remarkable movement, and I will withhold his movement further on in leadership. God bless you, Martin Luther King. I love you.
Want to ask you about something that's going on right now, the closing of schools for 5 days. The question is, should parents be given more choices and more involvement in these decisions? These seem to be coming unilaterally from the district.
Yeah, it should be the parent choice. Shouldn't be as far as a government's choice and stance as to if the children go to school or not, okay? Should be as far as the stances of the parents of the children. So if a parent feels comfortable in sending in their children to our schools, okay, go ahead, you know? But if you're not comfortable, that's another thing. The government is not the parent of our children. The government is not doctors of our children, and our well-being is us in the public, as far as us Americans. They're not doctors. I'm sorry to tell you. Parents know exactly their children. They understand their children. They know their children's bodies. They know what the functions are that their children are able to do and not able to do. So they should have the choice and the say as to, you know, what goes on, you know, if whether they send their children or they don't send their children, you know, period. Also, you know, let's discuss also the Supreme Justice as far as decision today on, you know, the vaccination, all that. Have you heard as to what's gone on lately?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, the Supreme Court slapped down the Biden vaccine mandates, and so now Biden has a huge, huge loss. What did you make of what SCOTUS did, what the Supreme Court of the United States did?
You know what? I tell you right now, Supreme Justices should run as we are, as public servants. They should run every 4 years. I think their hens laying their eggs there for, you know, 9, 10, 12, 15 years. But I'm very impressed with their decision today. Seriously. I mean, you know, given and said all the logistics of running and all that, I believe they should run. And when I become a public official, in as far as governor, I'll have a say with D.C. and hopefully I could enhance, you know, all positions within our country and within our state. And everybody should run for their positions every 4 years. So there's change of power. There's change of fresh blood, ideology, people with vision, and that's the whole beauty of our country here in the United States of America. Now, in regards, I'm very impressed as to what is took place, and in my as far as sense, it's a victory for us Americans. It's a victory for us Nevadans. Absolutely, you know, this is definitely the right decision that should have taken place. And Biden, you didn't win this time. I know you want to bring your socialistic and your communistic as far as ideologies to our country, but it's not going to work because we are the voices for everybody. We come out and we voice ourselves. Not only me, but there's others out there that we voice ourselves. And basically, your ideology will not work. Your visions will not work. You just don't understand logistics, I'm sorry to tell you.
I want to ask you, because the president was on Capitol Hill today trying to make his case to Senate Democrats to pass a lot of his programs, including voter integrity, voter ID, all of these things that he wants to restrict. And I'm just curious what you thought. He came out of those meetings, by the way, with Senate Democrats, and he came out as a kind of a beaten man saying, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get this done. That would be really, really good news. What do you make of that and his trip to Capitol Hill today to meet with Senate Democrats?
Well, I tell you, as far as voter integrity is number one. You know, everybody should go in with valid identifications, government identifications. I personally, I like the passport. I love passports because when you come into this country, you know, you identify yourself as a U.S. citizen or as a permanent resident of the United States. So I personally, I like passports. That's how I like to uphold our American, as far as integrity in our voting system. The only way. Everybody should have a passport. They're identified as U.S. citizens personally, because with the driver license, I mean, they issue driver license to everybody, so it's not as effective as a U.S. passport, in my opinion. So, in regards to election integrity, as far as in Nevada, that's what I would uphold in our voting system. And when I become governor of Nevada, which is the CEO of Nevada, I'm not going to, as far as receive any messages from anybody, nor as far as D.C., because I'm the CEO of Nevada, and I'm going to correlate my values and everybody's values as far as the people. Forget mine, but as far as the people's ideologies and upholding our people, our citizens of Nevada's ideologies to the highest levels. That's what I'm going to do.
I want to ask you about what's going to be coming up in your campaign. We've turned the first of the year. We're into January, and we're sprinting to the finish line, so to speak, to the June primary. Yeah. And I'm curious, you're going to have events. You're going to have things that are going to be out there where people can actually get out and meet you and talk to you?
Yes, absolutely. I've already engaged into many, many events. As I mentioned to you, I already have a gubernatorial debate on February 8th. I'm going over to Elko County. I'm going over to also to Flandego Hotel, which is the big red wave of Nevada. There's an event there on the 15th of January. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, the the inflow of demand, and people want to see me and hear me and want to see my ideologies and want to be present with me has been, you know, unbelievable. I mean, I just nonstop getting calls, emails, anything you can imagine. And I also answer all my calls and all my emails. You know, I'm not a hide-and-go-seek type of guy. So I actually, and also yesterday I was over with the Latino radio group. We had a meeting together, and I want, as far as launch, also promotional, as far as campaign with them as well for the outreach of the Latinos. And furthermore, I'm going to also bring out a social platform, which is called YourFreedomPlatform.com. I'm going to, as far as create a social media, as far as platforms, so everybody could say what they want to say uncensored, any time, any place, and throughout the world, you know. And I'm not going to be like Facebook. I'm not going to be like Instagram and all these corrupt platforms that are infiltrating from all types of, as far as political, as far as monies and what have you. I don't want money from any political, as far as Democrats, Republicans. I want to have my own social platform. We have the freedom to speak. So YourFreedomPlatform.com, remember that, it's going to be launched very soon.
I want to ask you, because a lot of candidates are talking about the release of their financials. January 15th, I believe, is the day. And I'm just curious, is that something that is of concern to you? Are you going to report out millions and millions of dollars in money in the bank and stuff like that?
I actually like to report my tax returns, and I want to be transparent to the public. I have nothing to hide, and I'd like them to learn from me how the tax codes could be to your advantage in life. In other words, if you're in real estate, you could take advantage of a lot of tax shelters through the tax codes that are implemented here in our tax system in the United States of America. So I'd love for everybody to study my tax return. That would be great. That would be my honor. I present. I have nothing to hide. I'm a transparent person. Anybody can look into anything that I have.
And how do they do that? How do they do that?
I'm an honorary and an integral person. I have nothing to hide.
Hey, Barack, where can folks find this? Is that stuff on your website, or is there another place they can find that kind of information?
Well, basically, when the time comes and there is, as far as certain documents that I need to submit, you know, to the public as a gubernatorial candidate, that's what I'll do. I'll submit all documents and all measures. Again, I'd like to be transparent. And whenever, as far as I have to, I will deliver my tax returns. I'm not here to hide any sort of thing, shape or form. Anything in my life, you're all open to see, and you're all open to, as far as you're invited to my life. Seriously, because it's not a joke. When you do vote, you have to vote for somebody that is actually honest. Again, honest, integral, and has the ideologies to serve you as people in those perspectives. So yeah, anybody wants to see anything, anybody wants to learn more about me, anybody wants anything about me, I'm here to deliver. You could, as far as, go ahead and go into my website, www.barackzilberberg.com. Actually, my website is up and going. I just reconstructed it. It's beautiful. So all of you go in there, you could register to vote. And also, furthermore, if you'd like to invest into my campaign, there are functions and buttons there as well. And then there's my apparel, as far as company, in there as well.
There you go. Barack, be safe out on the campaign trail. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Thank you so very much, Kevin. I appreciate you. I appreciate you all, Nevadans. I love you. And for all of you in the United States, I'm a true patriot. I love Nevada. I love the United States, and I'm here to serve you. Nobody else.
There you go.
All of you. For the people, by the people, and with the people. Thank you for inviting me over to your show, Kevin.
Thank you, Barack.
It's always an honor.
Thank you, sir. There you go. Barack Zilberberg, a Republican candidate for Congress. I'm sorry, for governor, excuse me, and a guy that says his life is an open book that way. Look at his tax returns. Okay. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall.